Joining us right now at our Patriots Monday studios, Brandon Merriweather, who had one of the key plays of the game yesterday. There were several, but one of the key plays, Patriots win the toss, defer, put the ball in Peyton Manning's hands. You get the interception, set up the offense, Tom Brady scores, up 7-0, and all is right with the world, right?
As of right then, yes.
Of that moment, anyway.
Yes, but, you know, going against the coach, you got to play 60 minutes. You know, you can't let up 1 minute. He'll make you pay for it.
How intimidating is it to look at that number 18 standing across the line of scrimmage, knowing how good he is and what he can do?
It's not that intimidating. You know, not especially not when you look at, you know, number 12 every day. You know, so I think Tom, you know, going against Tom, you know, had us ready for this game, and I think going against the scout team, you know, Hoyer gave us a great look, you know, at what Peyton Manning do, some of his tendencies and, you know, all the little things. And, you know, we got a good game plan for it.
You know, you just referred to it, Brandon. You practice against Tom Brady every day. You've played against Peyton Manning every year of your career. What are some of the differences, and what are some of the similarities in your opinion?
Both of them are very, very good. I think that's the biggest thing, is both of them are very, very good. Both of them do, you know, some of the little tricks. You know, they pump fake, they, you know, play with you, they try to control you with their eyes and go somewhere else. Both of them know exactly what you're doing. Both of them know how to read defenses very well. But as in differences, Peyton is more, he's more jittery. You know, Tom is more calm and relaxed. Peyton is you know, more of a, you know, I'm a take what you give me. Tom is more of a, I'm a make you give me what I want type of guy. You know, that's pretty much the differences between them.
I was always curious about this. You mentioned Brian Hoyer's job as the scout team quarterback, and he was Peyton Manning this week for much of the week in practice. I mean, does that mean he's standing there at the line of scrimmage, waving here and pointing there and all that stuff too? Does he do that stuff?
Yeah, Hoyer could do it all. You know, Hoyer is a good player. He's a good player. He could pretty much do it all. Yeah, he'll sit at the line, make checks, and he do all the little things.
Did they show you anything you weren't expecting yesterday?
No. You know, that's the thing with a good team. They do what they do. They just do exactly what they do well. So no, they didn't. You know, our coaches had a great game plan. You know, this win right here goes straight all, you know, goes to the coaches. You know, they had a good game plan. They made good adjustments, and they kept us focused and ready for this game.
What were some of the adjustments that jumped out at you that you feel like really got you the victory?
You know, that's something that, you know, that got to stay in-house just in case we play them again. You know, I'm sure they got somebody listening to this radio station right
now.
They
just listen to wherever you are. They're listening to you, Brandon.
So, you know, that got to stay in-house just in case.
Well, you know what? And I understand that. Let me ask it this way, just because you don't have to tell me the specific adjustments. But would you say it was would you say you guys played 80% one way the entire game and then the 20%, you know, you mix it, you're a little miscellany? Or what was it? Was it 10% this way, 10% that way? Was it constantly showing different coverages, or just every once in a while?
Actually, we were trying to show the same coverage every time. You know, and then when on the snap of the ball, we'll run somewhere else. You know, while we were trying to do that, we didn't want him to start figuring out, you know, okay, when I'm low, we doing this, when I'm high, we doing this. So we just wanted to, you know, give him the same look every time and then run from there.
I was saying earlier, if Tom Brady throws an interception because of his reputation and who he is, you generally think, well, Tom made the right play, the receiver did something wrong. I mean, it's just what you think, and I think that way with Peyton a lot of times too. On your interception, was it a bad pass, a good read, a bad route? What happened?
I think it was a good disguise. I think it was more us than him and the receiver. I think the receiver seen one thing, he seen another thing, and just because of the disguise, that's what I think it was. I think since we had a good disguise, I think we messed up their route combination.
Was it that way for all three interceptions, do you think?
Yes. I don't know about James' interception. I think James just made a great play. And, you know, and we got a lot of pressure on him, and he pushed it. He just tried to force it in somewhere. That's what I think happened with James' interception, and James made a great play. But for the other two, yes.
You know, you guys play it so close to the vest there with the Patriots that it's kind of tough to get a personality read on some guys. I think one of those guys is James Sanders. I mean, he's come up with big plays in the last couple of weeks. How would you describe him? How would you describe him as a guy and as a player?
He's a great guy. He's a great, great guy. He's humble. You know, he's calm. He's just an all-around great guy. As a player, you know, he's a leader. You know, he does exactly what he's coached to do. He's just I don't know how to describe him, but he's a leader. He's a go-to guy.
I asked Vince this a little while ago. I'm curious how you handle it. Just about 72 hours from right now, you're kicking off another football game. How do you get yourself ready physically and mentally for this short turnaround?
Mentally, I think I'm already ready. You know, I expected it. You know, our team expected it. You know, we understand what we got to do, and I think mentally we already ready, and we understand that, you know, after the game, that's when we can relax. But as in physically, you know, I'm going to get my massages and do all the little things that, you know, get me ready for a game.
There are a lot of great wide receivers in this league. I mean, great people at doing that job. But I think Calvin Johnson might be the most impressive physical specimen playing that position. I don't know how much you've had a chance to see yet, but, man, he's something.
To be honest, I haven't seen any on him yet. Not yet. You know, I've seen some highlights of him, you know, a couple weeks ago. But other than that, I haven't seen anything.
How long does it usually take you to be ready physically? Like in a normal week, do you feel like you're back and ready to take some hits on Wednesday? Is it Thursday? What's it like normally?
You know, usually I feel like I'm ready on like Wednesday. You know, Thursday going into practice, Thursday after Wednesday. You know, I get my massages, and, you know, usually take me a day or two to get my legs back up under me. But usually on that Thursday, I feel like I'm back ready.
I was trying to think, how many pass plays were there yesterday? 52 or something? Peyton threw it, I think, 50-some times.
How many he completed?
30-something. But I was thinking more in terms of how much running you had to be doing.
Yeah, I did a lot of that. I did a lot of running yesterday. You know, it was fun, though. It was fun. You know, anytime you get to play against Peyton, it's going to be fun. Especially when you got a fella Hurricane, you know, on the opposite side of the field that you get to play against. It's always going
to
be fun.
Do you talk to him a little bit?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Do you talk to him a lot?
I talk to him a lot, you know. We actually work out together at Miami over the off season, and now we got something to talk about. You know, last year he had his, "Oh, we came back," speech. Now I got my. So, you know, it's fun. It's fun, especially when you got somebody like that that you know so well on the other side of the ball.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Good luck on the short turnaround, and have a great Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks.
All right, y'all.
Brandon Merriweather joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.